USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump approved $1.4 trillion in government spending that includes some direct funding for what he has described as a border wall, as well as money to establish an Air Force operation called Space Force.
This is a very big and important moment. It's called the Space Force.
Trump's signature on a pair of bills will fund the federal government through September 30th. Trump signed the bills aboard Air Force One en route to a two-week holiday trip to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The White House said the bills include $738 billion for defense, which represents a $22 billion increase over 2019, a 3.1% pay raise for members of the military and federal employees, $1.4 billion in direct funding for Trump's new barrier at the U.S.-Mexico border, and $1.7 billion for new mental health programs. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
An estimate of annual homelessness in the U.S. released by the Department of Housing and Urban Development said that the number of people living on the streets increased by 2.7% this year because of crisis-level housing issues in California alone. The nation's most populous state experienced a 16.4% increase in homelessness in 2019, even though voters approved a $4 billion affordable housing bond more than a year ago. And Los Angeles passed its own $1.2 billion housing bond in 2016. A woman from Des Moines, Iowa, has been charged with attempted murder after telling authorities she drove over a teenager because the girl was Hispanic. Nicole Marie Poole Franklin told detectives she was driving when she drove onto the sidewalk and intentionally hit the 14-year-old girl. Along with attempted murder, Poole Franklin is being charged with assault, theft, consumption, intoxication, and possession of illegal substances. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hand gestures flashed by West Point cadets and Naval Academy midshipmen during the televised Army-Navy football game were not racist signals, according to military investigations. A Navy probe of the event found that the students were participating in a sophomoric game and had no racist intent. An Army statement also rejected any racist overtones, saying the hand gestures were not associated with ideologies or movements that are contrary to the Army's values. President Donald Trump blasted a prominent Christian magazine a day after it published an editorial arguing that he should be removed from office because of his blackened moral record. Trump tweeted that Christianity Today, an evangelical magazine founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham, would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your guns and religion than Donald Trump as your president. He also said the magazine has been doing very poorly and hasn't been involved with the Reverend Billy Graham for many years. Some of his strongest evangelical supporters, including Graham's son, rallied to his side against the publication. Reverend Franklin Graham, who now leads the Billy Graham Evangelic Association, prayed at Trump's inauguration and tweeted that his father would be very disappointed in the magazine. Graham added that he felt it necessary following the editorial to share that his father, who died after counseling several past presidents, voted for Donald Trump. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.